What is up, guys? Welcome back to
Welcome back to I Hate Absolutely Everything Under the Sun. And by under the sun, I mean I have a son and he's gay, and everyone who fucks him, I hate.
that's slightly too aggressive, I think.
It has nothing to do with him being gay. He just has awful taste in men.
That's more than fair. That is absolutely fair. Like, he likes dudes named Chad who go to the gym and only do biceps.
That's some bullshit.
That's literally
Like,
nonsense.
dudes named Chazare.
Like, get a man named Carl with an accounting degree. Like, that'll fucking make me. No, that would make me
Also,
all. I'd be even more disappointed.
you want a fun fact?
Are you rolling dice?
No,
Sure.
I sound awful in the audio, so this is gonna be fun.
So why don't we not do this
Why
and you take something
don't I
else?
just
I can't hear you at all now.
How about now?
You sound like you're slightly muffled, but it's not terrible.
This is some bullshit. I'm just
Actually,
on the phone now.
all right, it sounds fine
This
actually.
just I'm on whatever, fuck it.
So you want to
Nah,
start
fuck that.
over?
Thank you everyone for 3,000 total plays. This is some fire. Very happy.
Very not very practice. I don't have a script this week. I don't know what to
No, your
say.
script is with me, but my script is with you, and that's kind of fucked up. We actually write for each other.
Whatever you said. So I hope everyone has been having a great month and a half worth of school, and I hope you're all still sane and getting any sort of sleep, like at least 2 hours of night minimum.
I'm sorry, are you not sleeping?
I don't feel like, sleeping is like kind of like on. I think sleeping's
Sleep,
overrated, bro. You can just
sleeping
stay up
literally comes
forever.
first for me. Like if I'm super tired, but I have a test in the morning, guess who's going to sleep immediately? Me.
Nah, bro. Not about that life. You can nap after your test. Have you thought about
I
that?
don't
That's
have
a point
time
people
during the
ignore that.
day to nap.
All right, so what you do is you nap during your test. You finish it half, you just finish it
Yo,
real
dead ass.
fast.
That's a move. If you have like a 2 hour exam, you get to take out like 25 minutes.
That's something to
So,
me.
all right. So I gotta shit on. I gotta shit on this. Fucking LA Fitness. Trash.
I couldn't agree more,
Absolute.
honestly. Now you bring it up, I feel like
So
you're right.
absolute garbage. So today, normally I go to my fucking. Normally, I go to Rowan's Rec Center or the fitness center or whatever. But today is homecoming. Which, by the way, what the fuck does that mean? Who cares?
I don't think I have
Like, I
no
go to a
idea.
D3 school. Our colors are brown and yellow.
Piss
Yeah, even though
yellow.
they're like, it's gold. No. It's just a toilet
Yeah,
bowl, my
it's.
guy. Don't flex. But so they closed both the fitness center and the rec center at noon. Like,
I don't know what
that's what
homecoming
I'm saying. Like, is
means.
the game not at 8
Like, I'm
o'clock at
pretty sure
night?
we
Like,
had.
what is this bullshit?
I don't even think when we're having homecoming, there's even a game. I'm a level with you.
Fucking, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't fucking know. Also, anyone who has homecoming, is it the same week for everyone? Because I was gonna say, half of y'all are just having away games for home. Nah, it would just be,
That's not
yeah,
how it works
away
at all.
coming
What?
away.
Bro, I don't know. This week is fall break, so like most people aren't
Wait,
here.
you're off?
I'm a just
That doesn't make
I
any
mean I'm
fucking
off like
sense. Your
Monday and
school
Tuesday.
just started.
I'm off Monday and
Oh,
Tuesday.
okay. So you got that Columbus Day type move.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to give a shout out to my favorite new game. It's called Secret Hitler. Just go get it and play it with your
Have you never
friends.
played it?
Good rec.
Shit is
No,
fire.
not until last night. It's
I
so
played it like
fun.
freshman year. That's a like freshman year game. Someone comes up to you and they have Cards
Nah,
Against
shit
Humanity
gets
and
like
that.
Secret. We were getting like real belligerent last night. Like shit was
Yeah, you have to
fun.
play trash.
Yeah. So that was that's just what I wanted to shout out because what you said definitely reminded me.
Yeah,
to say
LA Fitness. Okay, so anyway,
as I stare into a pumpkin.
So I go to this place, right? Never been here, but I've heard good things. Oh my God, is that a set of blonde twins outside? My goodness, I'm at my window. Sorry. But so I walk into this place, and you know, I've been told good things. I've been told that you know they have.
It's a gym. You can go there and
yeah,
do
and they have
gym
people
stuff.
Who walk around with towels.
Like it's not
wipe
hard.
The back of your neck while you work out.
That's kind of
no.
Weird.
That's Equinox.
I would not
that's
fuck with that.
But so I walk into this place and I walk over to just weights. And one issue: there's no bumper plates. That's an issue. Like, and I'll tell you why. Because that means you can't do a lot of exercises without making a shitload, and I mean a shitload of noise.
Bro, make the noise. Who cares?
Bro, but it's an LA Fitness. Yeah, you're right. Fuck that.
It's an LA Fitness. Who cares? You're living in Jersey. What the fuck are they
Second
doing
Second issue. And this was my biggest issue. Because they had great machines and shit. But if you go over to the rack of dumbbells, on the bottom, what's usually on the bottom row?
The big ones are on top.
So anyone who has to, like, they're like, oh, yeah, well, I row or, like, I bench press, like, 100-pound dumbbells, they have to, like, put their hand – they have to Hitler salute, put their hand out, and then, like, grab up. Like, that's fucking impossible. You can't fucking do that, fucking LA Fitness.
I mean
– you. Fucking idiot.
This is where Greg is just mad that his gains aren't big enough to pick up a 95-pound dumbbell.
No, the thing is, I wasn't even using them. Hand. I was just mad about the concept.
The concept of reality, wow. All right. Fuck. You want to know what I'm mad about?
My job.
I mean, honestly, my job is still a joke here at school. Like, it's beyond a joke.
All right, what are you mad about? Never and then we'll get into some job shit.
I had like one moment at work where I was getting mad. I'm really not super mad about anything right now, to be honest with you. So if you want to get into some shit, we can get into it. You can drop the mic. You can do what this podcast is named. That's about it. This is where you start talking.
Okay, yeah, for sure, dog. So I got fired again.
Hold on.
So I'm soccer coaching again, right? And I have three teams, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Uh-huh. And it's a good time. And on Wednesdays, I do newspaper. So maybe next episode, uh-huh, I'll shit on them. And then we'll yell at Tara together. But
absolutely.
Yeah. But so I have three days a week, and it's with the same, like, club. It's the same town. It's 10 minutes away from rowing. It's very easy, you know,
sounds
very
nice,
simple.
Yeah.
And it's like U9 boys, U9 girls, and U12 girls. The U12 girls are my favorite because they're actually getting better. Lots of progress. I'm enjoying
it. Yeah.
The other kids are just awful. And I don't mean as soccer. I mean they're terrible human beings.
Well, yeah, they're not.
So, no, I have like 5- and 6-year-olds and 7- and 8-year-olds they're great. Like, they're fucking okay. But so these kids, like, they're punching each other in the face and they're like poking each other in the eye. And I look at these kids and I guess, like, I'm not that smart because I don't know how to deal with kids. And I just look at these kids and I go, how about we, like, not do that? Like, what if it happened to you? Like, fucking idiot. Like,
just punch them in the face.
So, hold on.
Show them how it feels.
So this is.
Hold on. I was like, I'm getting there.
No, so this is why I got fired. They were like, you're pretty much bullying the kids. And I was like, I don't know about that one. I'm kind of just giving them what they're giving each other. So this kid, everyone, like, holds their ball or whatever, which I hate. I'm like, put the balls on the ground, like, whatever. And this kid, he goes, yeah, put the ball on the ground. And he slaps the ball out of the kid's hands onto the ground and punts it 45 feet away. So I go, hey, buddy, right, can I see your ball real quick? And he goes, sure. So I fucking launch his ball
into space.
When I grow up, I want to go to the moon. Why wait? Fucking launches the kid. But fucking, that's it. And they were like, yeah, you can't do that. And I was like, that's how you fucking learn.
I would just... I mean, yeah, I guess. I would just make them, like, run laps. They're being annoying.
I did that once. I go, do we want to run? Because I can make you guys run for the rest of practice. All the kids go, yes, yes, yes. And I go, all right. So I just make them run. And they just kind of walked around the field. And I was like, we're not running. And they were like, well, we don't really want to. And I was like, I don't know how to deal with this.
Honestly, that's just free money at that point.
It was, and then I got fired. Because they were like, we don't like that. So immediately the next week, they put in the coaches chat. They're like, hey, can anyone pick up Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at a different place? And instead of an hour and a half session, it's 2 1-hour sessions back to back. And now I get paid more.
Life is too
easy. And they're
easy.
Even easier kids. Like, it doesn't even matter. And on Thursdays, I play with, like, 14 and 15-year-olds. And, like, I'm an assistant coach, so coach just tells me to play. And I'm like, so I get to, like, slide tackle fucking 14-year-olds? And he's like, hell yeah.
Go for it.
So that's all I do now. So Greg is just moving up and then moving down and then moving up in the world.
Yeah, honestly, that's just hustling. Honestly, my job is still an absolute joke.
Is it the same one as last year?
Yeah, it's a joke. Like, I don't think you can even get fired from this job. Like, I have to try. Like, my boss is just an idiot. I just do whatever I want, and then that's it. Like, that's the gist. Like, everyone who works there, half of them are just awful, and I ignore them. The other half are chill.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, it's really that easy. I just, like, do homework and
I don't actually do anything.
Yeah, I don't really do anything either. I just, like, do homework. Someone will occasionally pick up, say something racist, and I go, hey, I don't want to hear that shit. And I hang up. That's literally what I do. It's, like, there's only two options. Either I'm doing a homework or I'm hanging up on racist people. Like, there's no in-between.
Sometimes I'm doing both at the same time. Fuck it.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't know. Usually most of the time, I either just, like, call people out on their bullshit because I can. Or I just, like, make people, like, start arguing with each other. And I find it so funny. Like, I don't know why. You know exactly what someone brought up for no reason. Go. What topic? Let me make it easier. For no reason whatsoever. Go.
Game of Thrones. No. Wait, I didn't hear the question. Something got fucked up with the phone. What'd you say?
My bad. I said, someone brought up something that no one cares about for no reason. What did they bring up about themselves?
Oh, about themselves.
Know the answer.
Yes. Adding me right now?
No, not
okay.
You.
Okay, I thought you were adding me like, oh, he was talking about going to the fucking gym.
I mean, you do go to the gym. That's just a fact.
Is it about fucking reading books or, like, their body count?
Those are two interesting things. You can talk about reading a book or you can talk about your body count. There's nothing wrong. It was really just about being vegan for environmental reasons. Oh, and I just want this girl to shut the fuck up. Yeah, so I just turn her. I go, damn, it's too bad, like, soy products, like, destroy natural ecosystems. And then I put my headphones in so I cannot hear her anymore, which is a pro gamer move.
That's what it's
way.
Called, by the way.
And she just starts, like, I can, like, kind of tell she's, like, yelling and shit, and, like, other people are getting into it. I'm just, like, listening to music while doing my homework, and I could not give a shit. I just want her to shut up. I just want someone else to just start talking over her, and that's, like, such a fun thing to do. Like I don't care. Like, you're gonna get your ass kicked in this fight, and I don't even have to do it. I just have to sit there and listen to Drake.
Dude, you're
it's really that simple.
Shitty things said per hour. Just fucking the rate immediately went up. And then you dropped all the way down to just one, and you were like, well, my work here is done.
My work here is done.
It's super effective.
When I write, that's really all the work stories. one kid for trying to say that Times Square was a dangerous place in New York City, and then I called him out on it in front of everyone just to humiliate him, because I was like, what are you talking? I was like, you, I was like, walking through Times Square is like the safest place you can be. Like, there's Iron Man, Captain America, Spider-Man, and Elmo. Yeah, like, and nothing bad's happening Naked Cowboy. There.
He'll save you.
Naked Cowboy. I love that man. He's a trooper. He's living his dream, yeah, honestly.
Who the fuck doesn't love him?
There we go. There all right,
I'm going to hit you with a story. Because last right, night right. was probably one of the best nights that I've had this this semester.
That's fair. I just want to double down on that. I had a pretty good night last night, too. I just want everyone to feel the vibes. Everybody, good vibes.
Vibe. So I go to a friend's house, and then I get back, and my roommate texts me. He's like, "Oh, when are you gonna be back?" I was like, "Oh, I'm back right now." He's like, "Oh, well, I got friends coming over. Like, if that's cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's cool. Like, I don't give a fuck." And so I walk in. There's three people. We got claws, which means, you know what that means? You know what that means?
Do you know? Please tell me. Please tell me. I'm so interested.
It means that there's no fucking laws. There's no laws. So there's claws, but they're drinking out of like my clear glasses, right? And I'm like, why are we drinking out of glasses?
It comes in
and
a can.
He pours me a White Claw into the fucking glass, and he goes, "Hold on." Takes a bottle of Tito's and pours like three shots worth into it. He goes, "Now that's a White Claw." And I went, "Oh fuck."
That sounds like awful. Like, you took something, you're like, let's make it worse.
Dude, it was
dude, guy who just invented mayo. I'm gonna put this on a sandwich so it tastes bad.
Whoa, mayo kinda bangs.
Mayo does bang, I'll be honest.
You bang with mayo? Mayo's my only lubricant that exists. Sometimes I use the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A, but it just doesn't work as well. So I walk in, we're kind of vibing, and they're like, "Yeah, we're going to go to a pregame at, like, a house. Like, do you want to come?" And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Sure. I don't really."
I love the way you – hold up. I love the way you said, "like, at a house."
Like,
it's like a house, but like
a house.
Not, it's like pizza. So is it pizza? I mean, it's like, can you eat it? I mean, it's pizza. Yes.
You for sure can eat it, but it's not pizza.
You can eat a lot.
So I was eating like,
I'm just saying
pizza,
that you can.
Like, you were eating like
all right,
a pizza.
All right, continue.
So we go to this house, and oh my god, everything that happened was so fucking stupid. It was awesome. So we get in, and I see there's a speaker in the fucking living room that no one's connected to. All the girls are upstairs. It's a girl's house.
Oh, it's game over.
There's like, there's five girls there, and they're all upstairs doing their makeup. And they're like, yeah, you guys can just chill out. I know no one here. I know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who lives here.
Ah, yeah.
Like, I'm not connected at all.
You don't need to be. You're just there.
Bro, I don't need to be. So I immediately connect to the speaker. I start bopping, which, by the way, gives me social leverage because now everyone has to talk to me to get the songs across that they want. Not that that works because fuck your music taste. It's trash. Don't make me play City Girls. Trash. So this dude walks in with a fucking... not handle, a 750, a Jägermeister, and two Coronas. And the Jägermeister is more than half done. And he goes, "Yo, what's up, my guy? My name Dom. Like, I'm killing this Jäger by myself. You know what? You know what? Fuck it." He puts it down on the table, pops open the two Coronas. He goes, "You want a Corona? You want a Corona?" I was like,
"Are you like flex? Are you talking about drinking while you're under 21? This is illegal. We're going to get demonetized."
So I responded with, "Of course not, good sir. I would never." And
yes,
he went,
"Of course,
I respect that," and walked away.
He said, "Ah, a man of culture, of course."
And then that's the end of the story. No, I'm kidding. So he's, you know, he's being a party guy. He walks upstairs.
College kids are being college kids, yeah.
Big facts. And he walks upstairs, like, to where the girls are, like, doing their makeup. Walks downstairs with one of those giant Valentine's Day bears.
And he's like, "Okay, Ian,
here." And he gives it to me, and he goes, "Bro, keep Barry safe." And I go, bro, I'm on the aux. I got this bear. Like, this is too much fucking responsibility. So I put the bear on my shoulders so it looks like I'm just, like, at a concert with a bitch on my fucking shoulders. And we're just bopping. And he walks up to me about, like, 15 minutes later, and he goes, hey, dude, I gotta be honest. And I went, what's up, Dom? He goes, I fucked the shit out of that bear. And I go, like, you would? And he goes, nah, I did. And I go, I don't know what that means. He goes, like, my nut is all over that bear. Give it to your friend. And I go, okay. And I give it to him, and he puts it on his shoulders. He tells him immediately that it's got his nut on it. And he goes, I don't give a fuck.
Literally, yo, what'd you do last weekend? I nutted on a bear.
Yeah, like,
what?
Like,
it was so unbelievable. I nutted on bear. What don't you, yeah, what don't you understand about this story? That's like every story I tell where people are like, I don't know. I don't think that's true. And I'm like, okay, but I nutted on that bear, so you can believe what you want.
Yeah, you can think whatever the fuck you want, Tim.
How the fuck has it been 20 minutes and we've been talking about absolute nonsense? Can someone explain? Your audio just cut out. Shut the fuck up. There we go. All right.
No, I'm not done. This is not the story.
Nut bear. So nut bear.
So bear nut. He's just chilling. And like five more people walk in, right? 12, 13, 15.
Try Am I cutting again. Out? No, you're
Was
fine.
Was I before?
Absolutely. This is some bullshit. Like, now you're cutting out. This is incredible.
Hold on.
This is what happens when we try to
stream. Hold on. I'm just going to fucking end it. We're going to start a new session.
All right. All right. Let's try this again.
This is some bullshit.
All right. I can hear you.
All right. Perfect. So, welcome back to the Chronicles of Nut Bear. What the fuck? Oh, so, like, more people show up. Half of them expect that we'll be staying at this house, and the other half are like, oh, well, we're going out, right? Bro, this house has reverse ratio. Like, this is not happening.
Like, it has, like, the bear is not...
Yeah, not at all. It doesn't count as a girl. It's Barry. Like, it's not Barella.
But tell me that...
Tell you what.
Nothing.
So,
I'm waiting.
So anyway, I'm still on aux, we ballin'. And then, you know me, I get a little dancey. So this black dude fucking, like, does the fucking wave move where he, like, connects it to me and he goes, bro, it's your turn, dance battle. And I was like, okay. So that goes on for, like, an entire fucking song. And at the end of it, he daps me up and goes, you know what? You know what? You invited to the barbecue. And I went, well, this is the greatest moment of my life. And he goes, call me the N-word. Right now. And I went,
I'm sorry. I think you missed a step somewhere along here. Something happened.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. He was like, bro, just, you know, we boys now, just, like, you know, you can I was like, no,
just say a racial, just look at me and say a racial slur to me.
No, like, it's no, fine. Like, with, it's he fine. Said he said,
do it.
Do it. Do no it. He was just like, with do the it, A pussy. Or whatever. So later in the night,
he's like, with the Q.
With the Q.
Same.
So I hit my fucking backflip in the next, like, 10 minutes. He walks up to me. He goes, hit me with the hard R right now. And I was like, bro.
I don't think this is how
I was like, bro, advances. I don't think I'm comfortable with that, know, necessarily. But... I was half comfortable with the first fucking, like, request.
Nah, I don't know what this man is.
You...
I think he's like, I'm going to just fuck with Greg.
He was, trying to start a race war. He was like, he said it. Look, everyone get over here. Like, whatever.
He said it.
He's gay. Look, he's gay.
He's gay.
Look. No, but.
Yeah, bro, I don't know what's good with people.
I was like, I don't know how comfortable I am with this, but okay, I'll check you later. But so that happens. We end up back in my room fucking chilling. And then I make me some 3 a.m. carbonara, which, you know.
Carbonara, yes, of course.
Incredible. And I made it with this dude, and he leaves. He's like, oh, I got to go, like, check on my girl. Like, this is who we went with. And he comes back, and she's crying, and his hand is fucked up, bro. And I was like, uh-oh, what occurred here?
This is getting interesting.
I was like, what occurred? And she's like, no, like, I'm good. Like, he just, you know, punched the shit out of a marble wall.
Oh, all right. That's not as interesting as I thought then.
Yeah, no, nobody getting beat. So, so then my boy spent the whole fucking night in the hospital. So that was fun. And then I woke up this morning at 11 and
went to the gym.
No, couldn't go to the fucking gym because it closed at 12. So I ended up at Planet Fitness.
I'm aware. You don't need to get mad over some sort of bear, a pumpkin, and whatever was in that dude's ass last night. Am I about right on that?
I think that was a good summary.
All right. So only continuity I can add to that vibe is like a couple weeks ago, not even chilling with these dudes. I'm chilling at the house next to these dudes. So they're kind of friends. And then there's like, yo, everybody come over. And we're like, all right. And they're like, we got a raccoon trap. We're trying to catch some raccoons. And I just go, hold up.
Like bitches with shitty eyeshadow? Or
no, they're like, there's a slice of pizza connected to a box to catch raccoons. And I'm like,
this is what I needed to hear, Dean.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, stop. What the fuck are you doing? He's like, bro, we're trying to catch a raccoon and then keep it as a pet. What do you mean? I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm like, all right, let me know when y'all catch a raccoon.
5 minutes later.
That's the story. 5 minutes later, I was probably the fucking idiot that I am. I don't need to be so doubtful all the time.
Big facts. You know, sometimes we just want a raccoon, my guy.
Although, to be fair, another fun story about drunk people was, what day is it? Saturday? So
yeah, Thursday dude, night, having Fridays like off, by the way, is kind of fucking me up. Because if it feels so like Sunday for like 3 days straight, yeah, I'm like, I got to do homework.
So Thursday,
nope.
Fast. So Thursday night, I'm writing my essay in the lounge. I shoot at like 10 o'clock Friday morning. This drunk girl comes up to me. She's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, writing an essay. She's like, I got this. And I go,
what?
Immediately, I'm like, no, you don't. She's like, I got this. And her friends are there, and they're like, no, you don't. And she's like, I can write your essay. And I'm like, all right, start writing. And she goes, what? What am I writing? And I'm like, please leave. And she's like, nah, I'm writing her. So she tries to write my essay on something. She has no idea what she's doing. Her friends are trying to like pick her up and carry her away. She leaves her phone and her credit card. And I'm like, I'm about to go shopping right now with this shit, which I didn't. I could have bought myself something real nice for myself because I deserve it. But I gave her shit back. Her friends like drag her away, like she's like on the floor. It was a great time. Also, yeah. Fashion Nation. Just saying, no context.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck all that right. means.
Nah, bro. Just if you're not calling your friends fascists, like you're doing something wrong. That was the description of my night last night.
I don't even know how to pretend.
You don't have polarized discussions with your friends about the geopolitical climate of our natural society. Bro, Fash Nation.
The fuck?
Bro, I'm just saying the Chinese are putting ethnic minorities in camps and raping them. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
They're literally committing Holocaust atrocities. And no one cares about
it. You know what? I agree. I don't really care.
I mean, true shit. We'll see how that ends up with World War III when we
imagine
us fucking nuking Beijing.
So if the world is ending in 70 years,
that's too much time.
That's what I'm saying.
Being real generous. I give it like 10 years until I'm bored and I instigate like a nuclear holocaust.
No, here's the thing. If based on global warming, there are 70 years left, that doesn't really change anyone who's like our age and above's time frame. You know, it's not like, oh.
Yeah, I'll be
90 and like, I'm okay with dying. Everyone above us is.
Bro, you're getting to 90. What about our suicide
time? 32, baby.
32.
But no, seriously, it really, like, this isn't a time crunch for anyone until, like, people born 25 years from now, when they're like, what? I'm only going to live till like 40?
I'm going to die in like 20 years? I'm like, yeah, consider yourself lucky. And then I die.
Goddamn.
Ugh.
But like, I don't know. We're really not on a time crunch. Like, it's what is the world going to end the day that I die anyway? Like, who cares?
I mean, isn't that how that works? I mean, you're the only human. We're all just NPCs. Like, when you die, the simulation ends. There's nothing else.
What is this, fucking Rory from Rick and Morty? Also,
Rick and Morty season 4.
Also, season 4 is only going to be 5 episodes? Somebody...
No, I thought they were splitting
it.
Aren't
they? So are they pulling a BoJack? Because BoJack is doing the same thing.
I thought
thing.
They did that. Didn't they do that season like 2?
No. Well, I don't know. I really
3. One of them was
split. Season 3, only the first episode came out, and then 6 months later, everything came out.
Yeah, that's very true.
But I don't know if that's what you're referring to. They may have done the same thing with season 2. I'm not quite sure. I've been playing with this jewel for the last 20 minutes.
I was about to say, are you playing with a... With dice?
Like, no. I'm literally just pulling the pot out, and the pot, I'm pretty sure, is empty. I don't really know how jewels work.
Bro, emergency jewel ban in Massachusetts just got banned.
No, it's been dead as fuck. The pot is shit. I'm literally just, like, taking the pot out, flipping it around, and then putting it back
in.
I got you.
So, if you're listening this far, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcast, or specifically text me, Dean.
Your shit is fire.
I'm lonely. Help.
Yeah.
Either or are fine.
Yeah, if you guys want any questions answered, I know it's been a while, so we should have had them stockpiled.
Oh yeah, we didn't have any. We literally had a month of post shit on Instagram that were like, ask me questions or like.
But we didn't.
That's really
because we're dumb. But if y'all could just leave a 5-star review, that would be tight. Because somebody gave us a shitty 1-star, and they were like, it's 2 dudes just bantering, and it's shit. And I was like, whoa.
Well, first of all, that man has no personality.
First of all, top-notch banter. How about you suck my ass?
That's top-notch.
Did you see that?
That is actually...
Did you see the SNL skit about Love Island?
Yeah, it was awful.
It was
top-notch.
No, it was 100% correct, though.
Oh, absolutely. It was, like, spot-on.
It was absolutely fucking spot-on.
It was spot on. So.
Yes.
I can talk about something class related, something society related, or you can hit me with some shit.
I could hit you. No, I mean, hit me with some society shit, my guy.
No, I'm going to talk about class shit because it's
so
funnier.
Why would you give me a fucking choice? So I can shit on you.
All right. I'll hit you with some society. All right. What are your thoughts on blood? Like eating blood?
Eating blood?
Would you do it? Yeah, like eating blood.
Like human blood?
No. Like animal blood.
I mean, apparently cow's blood consists of like 4-5% of milk and they just dye it white. So I'm doing fine. I drink a lot of fucking milk.
I don't think they dye cows.
No, they don't.
What do they?
No, they don't dye the milk part. They dye the blood.
And they just add it in for like.
No, they don't add it in. It's just there, and they're like, ah, oh well.
How they only? That means.
You didn't know this? I thought I mentioned this like literally in episode like 3 last year. And I said, I don't give a fuck.
I don't remember
enough.
Anything that I say in any of these podcasts.
I don't think this
nothing.
Exists.
I just wanted to shit on you for calling out fat people last week, which was, by the way, a month and a half ago.
Last week? If I'm correct. When did I call out fat people? Well, yeah.
That was like a month and a half ago. You kind of like, called out fat people.
Hold on.
And I was like, wait, that's a little extreme.
No, hold on. I'm going to hit you with something right now. Because
all right.
Because this is so dumb. And this, I'm calling out a very specific person, but they are watching these in order. So I have about a year, and she'll forget about
it. Yeah.
So fucking this bitch texts me, and she goes, "Hey, what do you do when you're in like a really bummy mood? Like you're kind of upset.
Okay.
What do you do to get to snap out of it?
Okay.
Are you talking to someone else?
What? No. Is no one like tied to a chair next to me for validation? Like they just put. I'm like." Was that a good segment? And like,
for sure, dog. If they don't put their thumbs up, I cut them off. So, So now they're just holding up these fucking blanks. But she was like, what do you do to like feel better? And I was like, well, the answer I'm going to give you, you're not going to enjoy. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I like physical fucking activity. Like, I go to the gym, like, or I just start.
Going to the gym is a big mood booster. Yeah,
exactly. Honestly.
For people who are saying that it's not huge mood booster.
Or I just, or.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I was like, or I just run around. And I don't mean go for a run. I mean, I literally just, like, kind of run around and, like, do shit. Like, I go grocery shopping. Like, I kind of just do, yeah, I get like, shit done that I need to. And she's like, well, I'm not really in that type of mood. Like. Can you like
nah that is
so I said okay I think she... watch Netflix and eat garbage food, like eat a bag of chips. And her response was, well, if I eat chips like now, I'll feel like shit later. And I went, okay, so are you saying that instant gratification provides shitty like feelings later? And she said yes. And I went, so go for a run. She goes, but I hate running. It'll hurt. And I go, but that means it'll feel better later, fucking
running,
bitch.
Like, doesn't hurt.
No, she's no, she said it, down she said it would hurt, which is fine. But I'm saying, but like, if it hurts now, that means it'll feel better later, using the same logic that you just gave me. So pick one. Either pick instant gratification or pick to better yourself. But don't come to me like neither is a good idea. Both of them are
you
good
know
ideas.
What I would do? Wait, I have a better idea. Cut her off, because she sounds like she's awful. Am I right?
It's someone you know.
You know what? Cut her off. I don't... If it's someone we both know...
It's Becky. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Tracy. If it's not Tracy Freno, they're literally not...
It's Sabo.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It's not Sabo.
I don't think Sabo is a girl, so, like, I might be wrong. But I think his schlong is gigantic, so that'd be kind of impressive. Unless it's a prosthetic.
You know, it might be.
It might be. Bro, is that a prosthetic?
Bro, what you got in there? And I'm like, that's my wallet. Nah, that's your wiener.
All right, so.
But yeah, so that's me shitting on people who were, like, fucking lazy.
I mean, to be fair, I yelled at my – I was, like, arguing with my teacher yesterday. Because, like, I'll say something. He'll be like, good, insight. Like, not – he doesn't say – no one says that. But he's like, good insight. And then he explains it completely opposite of what I just said. And I'm like, and then I raise my hand, no. He's like, and then he goes, is that what you meant? And I go,
no, I love when they don't ask.
Completely wrong.
I had a teacher, I had a teacher last year who did the exact.
He asked, but he didn't expect a response. Like, he said it, and most kids usually go, yeah. Cause like, that's what like 99% people
this
do.
Is the...
I mean, to be fair, last week we were talking about George Bush and 9/11. And he goes, yeah, like after 9/11, like, everyone was so united, and like everyone in the United States was so good to each other. And I go, no, like that's not true at all. Like there was just rampant Islamophobia. We invaded the Middle East for no reason and committed war crimes.
And he went, so yeah, he goes, we're united.
Yeah, like that's literally what he did. And I go, no, I didn't. And then more kids started talking about that, and I literally raised my hand and I go, I disagree with everything everyone has said in the past 5 minutes.
I had a teacher last year who did pretty much the same thing, except he started every sentence with, like, someone would raise their hand and say, like, you know, this is how I feel about this. Like, I think that this is what happens. And he would start, and he'd go, you know, so what Jessica is saying, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to misinterpret what you're saying. And then say some whack as shit. Just, like, go in the opposite direction. And he'd be like, you know, did I make fair to your point? And she'd go, ah, sure.
Yeah, because, like, it's easy to say sure than, like, get into it. I always get into this man. Like, I like him. Like, he's not, like, a great professor, but, like, he has a lot of experience in what he's teaching. So
you know what's starting to piss me off? The lack of – because, all right, we're shitting on school now. Fuck school.
Yeah, we moved to – I told you. We're
welcome back to fuck the institution. But it is some bullshit because my teachers do not require me to buy the textbook, right? They're like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I hope you will so you can follow along. But all they do is their fucking slides – are just the keywords from the notebook, like every from the textbook, like everything that's highlighted in black, that's what they talk about. So I thought about it the other day, and there's only two examples that I can even think of, and I would love your help if they have shit like this. But I was thinking about the CPA exam and the bar exam, because right now we're spending so much money for this teacher just to like read the key terms to me out of a textbook and have me write down the definition. I could buy a $200 textbook instead of taking a $1,600 class, and I could do
you
that.
You can actually just do. You can actually just buy get a free textbook online.
I'm just saying for whoever's sake, for anybody, can't figure it out.
Do not buy a textbook.
But you do that shit, and you teach me absolutely nothing. You just kind of read. And these teachers, they don't teach. They just, like, read off of shit. So when I ask a question that's, like, slightly not, you know, I don't want to say
not from the book,
they're like, I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know what class you're just writing down definitions. I don't think I've, like, written down a definition in class. Like,
yeah.
Like, obviously, that's not terms, but, like. Most of it's like
yeah, I really need that, and there's only one example. But my point was, like, I could do that. I could just buy textbooks or just like read textbooks for 2 to 3 years, take myself the fucking CPA or the bar exam, and then just be a certified public accountant or a lawyer. Fuck teachers.
You need to go to law. You might need to go to law school to speak. You like if you take the bar exam and didn't go to law school, it's a waste of time. I'm just saying,
if these teachers ain't teaching me shit, which law is most likely different from business, but my accounting teachers have never taught me shit.
Really?
No, they're not smart people.
I mean, I guess that depends on like their background.
They're
too,
just
and, like,
accountants,
their schooling, and business experience. Yeah, but like also like what school, where they've worked, like if they can bring in like personal experience that like they actually did something that wasn't just basic accounting.
That's what I need. My operations management teacher is Santa. So am I.
I mean, I'm not saying she's better. I have no story. I'm just saying.
No, I have a story. My teacher is Santa. I swear to God. So he walks in. He's got this big ass white beard. He's a jolly motherfucker. And he walks in and he goes, hi, I used to be an engineer. Like, my name is Steve. And I was like, what about the, you know, doctor, whatever. And he goes, fuck that. Like, my name's Steve. And I was like, word.
Cover.
I was like, word.
What's his last name?
I don't know. He goes by Steve. That's.
You don't know his last name. How is that even possible?
Because he doesn't write it anywhere. Like, he just goes,
tell me his
Steve.
Name is Steve. I just want you to say his last name is Cancelo. So his initials are SC. Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin, big facts. So he walks in and he starts talking about his background. He's like, I used to be an engineer when I was like, you know, from 25 to like 35. And then I started to make toys for companies. Yes, Whitebeard makes toys. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Name is Scott Calvin.
And his last name actually starts with the C sound, but it's not a C. It's a K.
It's just a throw.
Yeah, it's the throw. It's St. Nick. But... Yeah. He's like, yeah, so I ended up, you know, picking up like a master's in business so that I could actually sell the toys. And I've worked with Mattel and Hasbro. And he goes, so these are the toys that I've been a part of either the production or management process of. Starts putting fucking pictures on the board. The big wheel comes up, the green machine, the fucking Jeep that's like battery powered that you could fucking drive and drift like a motherfucker. And then there was the fucking, like, magnetic Etch-A-Sketch where you could, like, draw with, like, magnets almost.
Yeah.
Bro, I look at this man and I go, thank you for my childhood. We find out on Wednesday's class. He goes, yeah, so I have a tree farm. And, yeah, I sell Christmas trees and honey. And I was like, I don't understand. Is this Santa Claus?
Bro, he's just – you have to like, call
him. No, this kid
– He keeps alluding to it.
And this kid raises his hand. And he goes, white beard, jolly, Christmas trees, makes toys. Are you hearing what I'm getting at? He looks at this man and he goes, this is what I like about you. You have eyes and can observe things.
You have eyes.
Because it was just so fucking obvious. He was like, oh, look at you putting it together.
Your teacher's throwing his dick on the table in front of you. It's a great
put your balls on his forehead. Fucking
I mean, that's amazing. All my professors are pretty chill. One of my professors was like, yeah, I could have stopped the collapse of like the economy in Japan, but no one listened to me. And then the biggest bank in Japan tanked and went under, and he's like, you're welcome. And I was like, all right, flex. My other teacher spent money, actual personal money, on a personality test for us to take. Do you know what we learned from taking that personality test? You know what he learned?
Nothing.
No. He learned who in the class was a dom and who was a sub. And I'm like, you just paid to literally learn nothing. You
That's pretty important. What if he wants to fuck some of those bitches?
I'm down. I'll do anything for an A. I'll suck dick. Big fact. I don't care.
Also, here's the other thing. Semesters are only like 3 months long. You could fuck a kid right after that, like, because you just won't have them again.
I mean, you could fuck a kid during class.
No, that's
like middle class. Oh, middle class in front of everybody.
Put your balls on the table. No, but like that's frowned upon. But you can just fuck a random 20-year-old that just happens to go to the school where you teach at. Like, that doesn't matter.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You just can't have them.
I'm spinning this pumpkin. Bro, nah, but yeah. So, but that teacher, all I do is argue with him in class. It's kind of entertaining, but also like some of the shit he says, I'm like, you're just absolutely incorrect.
Just,
which is fun.
Is he ignorant?
Like, you should. No, not at all. He just like says stuff, and I'm like, oh, like we're both bringing in personal biases to this conversation. I'm willing to admit that, and he's not, is the thing.
I hate that. I'm like, how about we work together to realize we're both kind of assholes? Nah, it's just you. It's just you.
My friend was talking about, in his other class, about, like, they were just talking about, like, the history of the CIA, and, like, everyone in this class is just, like, a CIA apologist, and he's like, no. Like, the CIA is, like, literally commits, like, war crimes, like, topples innocent governments, and, like, if you want to be in the CIA, you're probably just like racist.
Wait, I want to be in the CIA just to do cool shit.
Probably racist. All you do is racist shit. I don't think anything in the CIA you do is not.
That's
racist.
Annoying. I just want to do fucking.
It's unfortunate. I'm sorry. Yeah. So like he said, like, like in a very professional way, he's a great orator, and he said that to his teacher. And his teacher was like, yeah, anytime your teacher says, kind of see where you're coming from, they're like, I disagree completely, but I want you to stop having adverse thoughts. I don't stop there. We don't stop there. We keep going. You gotta push your teachers, bro.
Yeah,
if someone's saying some bullshit in class, bro, call them out on it so fast. Do not be afraid. I mean, that's why we're there. I'm paying to be there. I'm going to say what I want to say. Like, he started talking about how, like, all right, I'll give you an idea. It was just about people, like, going to work at Google. He's like, yeah, finally, like, everyone is working with people who are, like, at their level, who are, like, intelligent, and, like, they all are collaborative. And I was like, yeah, that's like a positive ecosystem. You know, it's like a fresh breath of air when you finally have people who are speaking your language. And he goes, yeah. All those people seek are instant validation. And I go, no, you're wrong. And I don't know what he started talking about. But honestly, fight your teachers. Fight your classmates.
Fight everyone.
Bring a knife. Bro, get fucking go off. Hold your class hostage. Hold Congress.
God
hostage.
Damn, bro.
What are your thoughts?
Nothing
is too extreme for me. I feel like if you're not being extreme enough, you're not doing
it. If you're not trying to fuck every senator.
If you have a cause and you're not extreme when you try to solve it, you're never going to solve it.
Yeah, you're like, well, we could just play it safe and shut the fuck up.
Nah. Like, nah, bro. We gotta get out there. I'm gonna launch this bottle cap across the room, my rubber band, real quick because it sounds fun. And yeah, I don't know how much time we have left. I mean, this might be like an hour.
It's totally been 47 minutes.
Wow. You know what's insane about that?
What?
I don't even exist.
Oh, shit. I'll give you that. Have I just been talking to nobody? Because this would be really weird.
That'd be like kind of fun. It's just Greg, two different voices, two different.
No,
like,
I
side
meant
by
like
side.
I just meant me talking and then.
How
no
do you do
one
both
answering?
The voices at once when they talk over each other? He records them. This is all an act. This isn't real. Nothing's
this,
real.
This is still an.
This
ad.
Is your. This is your. This is your. This is your existentialism.
Beach too sandy.
This podcast isn't
water
this
too
podcast
wet.
Isn't this podcast isn't real. You're sitting in a room by yourself in silence.
You are in a straitjacket.
I'm a voice in your head, and you're scared to act on.
Yo,
this is who. This is the real you. Be the real you.
Yo, I got a
go fight your teacher.
I got an Instagram ad for Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, and I was like, there was no reason other than the fact that I already like. The only reason I know what it is because we sponsor them, so there's no reason that they should pop up on my phone as an ad. Like,
bro, I got an Instagram ad for just Gorgonzola cheese. Like, no brand.
No cap.
No, there wasn't even, like, nothing was, it was just, like, eat Gorgonzola cheese, sponsored. And if you put on it, there's no company. Like, there's no page. That's it. That's where it ends. I don't know who the fuck.
That's my season's arc, Morty. I just want my fucking heart. Nuggets.
Bro, I'd love to help, but my hands are tied.
tied to what? They're just,
they're just tied bottles. Dude. Oh, God. The power. I feel like. Okay. How much time we got left? Like 10 minutes? This is what we're going to talk about. I feel like anyone who's over the age of, I want to say, 24. Underestimates the power of memes and the internet so much. Like, that's the future of political dissent. I mean, it already is the current.
I would say like, that the age group that you're actually referring to are people from ages 24 to 34. And the reason I'm saying that,
No.
Listen. Right. So all my teachers who were like above 45, like they're like in their 40s, 50s, my parents, most parents that I know, fucking understand when something goes viral. Like, they understand virality and they know what the fuck is going on. They just have a different like taste in what they like. Like, they're still enjoying like the kid memes that are like the kid with the thumbs up or like the kid yawning, whatever his name is, Gavin. People from ages 24 to 34 are so fucking out of touch. They're like millennial boomers. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, they don't fit into either. Like, they're not old enough to like,
you know what we should do with them? Just
kill them. Kill them all.
Kill them. Kill them all. Bro. Nah, but like, yeah. Like, I feel like people, like, shit's so yo, just starting Reddit pages discussing Xi Jinping's policies. Like, shit. Like, it's literally just, like, memes, but it's like, the Chinese government is a corrupt totalitarian regime. I'm like, there's a joke somewhere in here, but like, shit is still facts.
Facts.
Sorry, I have a real problem with countries that try to install Holocaust like targeting of.
Yeah, we don't like Holocaust.
Obvious. You know, there's something there. I don't know what it is, but I'm not 100%.
We don't actually. We don't fuck with Holocaust vibes. If you got Holocaust vibes,
we don't. I don't fuck with Holocaust.
You can't come
vibes,
by the crib.
I was vibing with the fact that I got Hitler like half of the time last night while playing Secret Hitler. I was like, yo, let's go. Also, I win like every game. This shit's so fun.
Oh, it's easy as shit too. Flex. When you play with dumb people. Yo.
Bro, nah. But now when you all start talking about who's actually a liberal and who's actually a fascist in society, my friend was like, this is just like real life. No one knows who the fascists are. And liberals are still racist. And I was like, that's facts.
Jesus, bro. We don't fuck with fucking Holocaust vibes.
Bro, I don't fuck with Holocaust vibes. I'm not about it.
Welcome back to
Do Something.
Welcome back to Nut Bear and the Holocaust vibes.
Not bear in the I don't fuck with Holocaust vibe. I'm not about it, yo. It's literally appeasement, and we're coming. I want World War III, and no one wants it. Literally, what happened during World War II? It's literally just like the U.S. was like, sell, buy, appease, and then until, like, what country? Like, China's not gonna attack a country. I don't know. Like, we're just too focused on the Middle East. Like,
yeah.
Yo, how do you get peace in the Middle East? Step one, there's peace in the Middle East. What's step two?
What?
That is our 5-star plan for peace in the Middle East. Step one, get peace in the Middle East. This is not a joke. This is like a 5-star plan by Jared Kushner. Just get peace in the Middle East. Step one is getting peace.
Why
in
don't
the
we
Middle
just
East.
Stop fucking killing people?
I mean, I'm not killing people.
I mean, I'm not doing shit.
Bro, I'm not killing people. That'd be insane. Looks at freezer, see there's like the body, there's an arm slightly hanging out in a jar door. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Did you know that
that's illegal.
Did you know that in China they monitor like everything through your phone, and then based on how complacent you are with the guy. Hold on, I'm not done with my sentence.
All right, I'm not cutting you off. I am, but I just want to send you something, is what I'm trying to say.
Word. China tracks everyone and what they say via their phone, and then based on how complacent or how much they complain about the government in China, they get certain benefits or certain punishments, and that shit is hilarious.
No, all right, so I just sent you something over Snap, and I want you to read it. So
out loud?
No. Just in your head, because I think it's hilarious.
What?
All right, so there's a tweet in this man's it's just a ridiculously funny tweet, but his Twitter handle, his Twitter name is Xi Jinping. And so my friend, someone sent this to him. She sent it in a group chat on WeChat, and it got taken, the whole group chat got destroyed. Because the man's name on Twitter in a picture is Xi Jinping. No relation. I was like, bro, that it maybe be the funniest thing ever. Just roasted.
Destroyed.
Post a picture of Winnie the Pooh gets shot in the face by Chinese secret police. Oh. Like, that's like where that's basically where we're going, and it's so funny.
I mean,
like,
I'm ready.
It's almost, I mean, Greg's like, can I get shot in the face? It's that easy?
Ridiculous. I don't want finals.
Well, all right. I don't know how much time is left. I don't really have anything to like wrap it up, to be honest with you.
Yo, hit us with something motivational, because I thought of this sentence. I was looking through my notes and I was like, oh, I have no topics. But I had one thing written.
Hold Congress hostage. Dean. Literally pull up to the steps with guns. What?
Dean.
What? Too extreme?
Yes. No. I had one thing written down from like a month ago, and it was just gaining things is not as fun as losing things sucks, so why try? Hit us with it. Give me some motivation.
I disagree completely.
Why would you disagree? You're wrong.
I mean, what if you just lose something that's negative in your life?
Okay, that's clearly not what I'm talking about.
It's just like anything, just losing anything. So like if I lose my phone, that would suck. But if I were to go my phone and if I go to buy a new phone, my phone's fine. It's not going to make me as happy. I mean, probably. I mean, that's true.
Damn, you really missed the bar. Greg really missed the bar on this one, my guy.
Greg's like, wait, what am I trying to say?
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Let me take a sip of water. Hold on.
Immediately just has the knowledge of all the seven dragons.
Material goods.
It really had nothing to do with material goods.
I don't know what you're getting at. I'm just trying to fuck this pumpkin. Like, I really don't know where you're going with this, to be honest. I can take this any seven directions, and I don't know which one you're going for.
I mean, you tried. I mean, you failed. It's okay.
My name's Amanda. I'm going to fuck this pumpkin. Amanda Show, bring it back. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Did she say that?
I'm pretty sure she does in season 2, episode 13. They did have popcorn pants, which I'm kind of down with.
That shit was fire.
Yo, eat my popcorn ass, right? Amanda Show. me literally in a straight jacket in a fucking pad room. Amanda Show. That'll be my last word before I'm put down. I will be fucking lobotomized and I'll be a vegetable and those will be my last words. Enjoy.
Yeah, we're ending this episode.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm so fucking broke. I don't even know what I've spoken about in the last hour. I'm pretty sure Greg nutted on a bear and I tried to fuck a pumpkin or something. Xi Jinping. So I'm going to – oh, wait, fuck. I feel like we can say Xi Jinping. We don't have a lot of Chinese. We have like almost no Chinese.
No, we have less than 1%.
I really wonder
if Thailand.
They would just not – they definitely don't allow this in China anyway. Like there's no way like – Apple Podcast, like any of the shit can get through.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you want to illegally download our podcast in China through a VPN, hit me up. I will let you know how. I would love the support, and I'd love to hear your insights on what I'm saying.
I think that did it. I think that wrapped it up.
I think there's literally a man knocking on my door with a gun trying to shoot me right now.
All
right.
We will see you guys next time.
So this is a cry for help. Unless
Dean dies.
If there's, for some reason, foul in the next 2.5 weeks, you know to blame. Just saying.
Bye, Dean. Just bye, saying. Dude. Bye, bye, dude, who's tied up next to Dean.